This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calm down, girls. Don't get crazy. Just calm down.
Okay, cool. Let's get ready to hit the dance floor in 3, 2... One.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Do you live around here?
Yeah. Wow, you're super pretty. You want to go on a date sometime?
We're on air live right now on KCLA, actually.
I live down the street. I was just checking out the fire.
What do you think of it?
Cool.
It's getting dark. We should probably start a fire.
Man, how do we do that? Hey, you think there's directions about starting fires in the song We Didn't Start the Fire?
I don't think so.
I better go through it all. Stuff and stuff, history and stuff and stuff, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy.
You hit it too early, Chip.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Morning, losers.
And now, this is Whisker Wars. The American bearding season has begun. Our feature presentation.
Remember that show?
I sure do.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning. It's the 9th of February. Good start, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think so. Hey, those of us who aren't watching curling every hour of the day, Kevin, you have to explain what's hogging, what's soup in the rock, what's going on?
I mean,
people are blown away by your Olympic coverage.
I'm not positive. I'm just finding terms about curling and just throwing them together to just make sentences.
I see.
I don't know what most of it is.
You watched some last night?
I did watch. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And how are we doing?
Are we kicking ass? No, we got destroyed by Korea. Destroyed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We had a brother-sister combo.
Oh, no,
not them. Yeah,
them. They're the Hamiltons, is that
yes.
right? Okay. Are they our only competitors, or do we have more U.S. athletes in curling as well?
I don't know. I just know that we were doing poorly enough that something needed to change, so Matt Hamilton took off his hat.
Oh.
He never takes off his hat.
I didn't
Whoa.
Know.
But during the game?
Then he changed things up.
Yeah.
Took off the hat. It was crazy.
How'd that go?
They lost again, but
it
wasn't the right thing. But the announcers were saying, what about the mustache? Is that going to have to go?
No. Oh, my gosh.
But it's a real mustache. So I'm not positive how that would happen.
Who's the team to beat in curling? Who's the best top team in the world?
It's Swedes? Swedes? Canadians?
You don't know.
French?
Just naming cold places?
I don't know, yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not really watching it that closely, but I am fascinated that everyone in the world plays that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that somehow it's an Olympic sport.
Well, as we pointed out on yesterday's show, there's curling every single day of the Olympics.
That's insane to me.
Yeah. And 18 days in a row, you've got curling on your team.
I'm very happy about it.
All right. Well, I'll look for some of that this weekend myself.
All right.
I didn't know that dowries were still a thing. You know what a dowry is, Kevin? You familiar with the term?
No.
A dowry is traditionally, when you get married and the bride's family usually has to pay a sum of money to the husband's family to make the, and it started way back in the day where you're trying to make your little girl more attractive for someone to marry.
So you pay the other parents?
Yes, you throw in some cash, a dowry.
That's rough.
And this was very popular around the world. Millions of people have done it. But it has fallen out of fashion in modern times. In fact, it has been banned in India since 1961. And that is why this story is such a surprise, because there's a woman, a West Bengal woman, who was having some stomach pain a couple of years ago. And her husband said, I will take you to the doctor and have you checked out. And it was revealed that she had appendicitis on the way. So he said, I'll take care of that, but don't tell anybody about the surgery. But we're going to take care of your appendix. Well, in fact, they didn't take out her appendix at all. They took out her kidney, and the husband sold the kidney because he didn't get enough dowry from her family. And he felt he was owed more money from his wife's family. So he sold her kidney without telling her about it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hard to get my head around that.
That's crazy. Months later, she was feeling unwell again. She was taken to a doctor by members of her family.
Other kidney. Gotta go.
They did scans on her, and they said, hey, ma'am, what happened with your kidney? Why is your right kidney missing? And she's like, what? So then she went and got a second medical exam, and they confirmed the diagnosis. And she said, then I understood why my husband had employed me to keep quiet about the appendix surgery. He sold my kidney because my family could not meet his demand for a dowry. So it has now been revealed, and the police are investigating. And hopefully there'll be some charges against that. You can't just steal somebody's kidney and sell it. I mean, we always make jokes about waking up in Vegas in a bathtub full of ice. But this guy, on his own wife, stole her kidney, sold it, and didn't tell her.
That's craziness.
The most insane story I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And it's also crazy that the dowry, is that what you called it?
Mm-hmm.
Still seems to be happening because...
Well, again, it's been banned since 1961, so it's weird.
Still happening, though.
Like, but the wife's family should have said, hey, we don't do dowry anymore. Marry my daughter or don't.
Right.
But
she's got to be super ugly.
She has to be so ugly.
That's my point. is at some point, then now you're starting to put a price on how hot she is?
Apparently so.
All right, look, I'm going to throw in $10,000.
Gonna need a kidney.
You know what? 10 grand and a kidney, it's a deal.
That's so sad. This is not something to make fun of, but that's pretty funny.
It's a bad surprise, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
There's our next phone topic. Did a family member ever lie to you, steal an organ, and sell it?
That might be the one we don't get any
calls
on.
That might be the one.
Yeah, exactly, yes. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho.
It's Friday. Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
No. Mm-mm. It's not Friday. It's Friday. We're still going to continue trying to get a billboard.
Okay.
That's our plan.
Had a great update from a listener yesterday that I didn't get a chance to mention,
which
is what we do is we plaster the Kevin and Bean billboard that doesn't exist because K-Rock doesn't acknowledge that we're on the air over one of the K-Rock billboards that they've paid for.
Oh, I like it.
That way, we don't have to buy a billboard. It's already paid for by the station. We just hijack it.
But are the billboards digital?
Some are, some aren't.
Some are, some aren't. Oh, okay. So
maybe that's the answer. That way, they have to pay for it.
Wow.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I don't hate it either. So we got to investigate further. But I think we made some progress on the artwork, and we're going to talk about that later today.
We got a brand new internet roundup for you today. I don't know why Yasiel Puig's agent dropped him.
Yasiel Puig!
I'm not sure why his agent fired him.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't normally work that way, because if you're making a lot of money, that agent's making a lot of money.
Now, I haven't dug too deeply into this story, but are there any guesses, any suspicions, anything being reported as to what this bad behavior was that led him to being dropped?
That's all I heard yesterday was bad because of bad behavior. So we do know it was somehow that he was acting.
That makes me nervous that now we might be waiting for some, something to come out that's not good. You know, like his agent wants to distance himself from Yasiel Puig, and then we find out he got arrested for something.
I see. Yeah.
You know?
Well, we'll talk to him today and find out.
Great.
Well, that's the plan. Keep it 100 because it's Friday. Psycho Mike interviews the cast of 1517 to Paris.
Wow.
Which yesterday, Dave the King of Mexico told us all day it was 1715 to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
And then Mike, who interviewed the guy, said, no, it's not Dave. And he said, yeah, it is.
Not my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault, yeah. And I know you've seen Han Solo. Mm-hmm. I mean, Solo, the trailer. Mm-hmm. But have you seen Cholo, the trailer?
No?
I doubt it.
What?
Cholo. Yeah.
Like Han Solo?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's
coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Allie McKay, what's happening?
Bean, do you feel it today? Are you like, something's up? Something like just twitching? Maybe an itch?
You feel it. Now, I have one idea of what you might be talking about, but let's go a little further here where you're heading and see what's up.
Crabs?
Do you have crabs, Bean?
Is that what you thought? I don't know. I'm just careful. No. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Kevin, on this day in 1942, daylight savings time was instituted for the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So daylight savings time because of this day in 1942.
Who do you think was the first person that said, we need daylight savings? And then everybody, you know, voted.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we love savings.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been to the location.
Who doesn't?
Right. I've been to the location where it began. The hotel in Chicago where the conference was, where they came up with it and divvied up the country and decided how it was all going to work.
Come on, stop it. Stop making stuff up.
I have.
No, you
there's
haven't.
There's a plaque and everything.
Really?
This is where daylight saving time was invented.
That's, you just happened upon it, though, right?
Well, no, I mean, I sought it out because I was in Chicago and I thought that was a high point of the city.
See, this is the kind of stuff that people say they believe isn't real because it can't be, because I don't believe it's
that
real.
That came too quick, right? Oh, see, I would go to Chicago and, like, search out the best, like, Irish pub, something like that. You literally sought this out when, and did you, what, take a picture of the plaque?
Of course. I have it somewhere. I can probably find it.
I know
find
you
it
can.
And put a, send us a picture. We want to see you post it.
I will look for it.
Yes.
But, wow. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal.
No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, I will say, and you guys are going to be very disappointed in me, I did not realize today was the anniversary of that, and that should be something that should be on my radar, and I should note that.
I'm really fine with you not knowing that.
I'll tell you why he didn't know about it. He's too busy celebrating. Am I right, Bean?
What am I celebrating?
Because after nearly 12 years, Twitter announced yesterday that it had its first profitable quarter since starting the company.
Yeah! How about that?
Yeah. Although no increase in total number of monthly users, which is around 330 million during the quarter,
I was not celebrating that yesterday because even though things are going great for Twitter, they're at $25 a share right now.
And you bought it for
$45.
But that's up 2% from last year.
Doesn't help me, though.
That made shares just skyrocket.
At this rate,
to that price,
you're going to break even when you're 100.
Exactly. And I will go, that was a good use of my time and money.
Yeah.
Just to end up right back where I started from. I could have put that money in almost any.
Sure.
Look at the stock market since I bought Twitter. Look at what the stock market has done with almost every stock.
Yeah. Sure.
Since I bought the Twitter stock.
And that Twitter stock, by the way, that's a 2-year high for the company.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Hey, it was down to 14 at one point, and of course, it was up to 69 at one point.
Nice. So. All right. Sorry, guys. Oprah Winfrey
Bean
is
Baxter, investor.
Yeah, right.
That's what we need.
What if he was your investment strategist?
Oh, dear God, no.
Let's sit down and talk about what could really help you out in the years to come.
I mean, I put my money in it because I loved it. And I thought, hey, if I find this so enjoyable, I bet lots of other people will. And as you mentioned, there's 330 million people using it, but the dum-dums can't figure out how to make money off of
it. I mean, it is shocking that they can't figure out how to make money on it.
You got an audience that big, that many people using your service, and you can't figure out a way to make cash on it? Come on. Get it together.
All right. Maybe consultant?
Sure.
I see something in Bean's future.
Sure. Financial consultant.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. People call in that are having problems, money problems, and then Bean gives them some advice.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to do it, Bean?
No.
Okay.
Write it down.
Well, we cannot look forward to Oprah Winfrey 2020. It is not happening. She was being interviewed by Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda for Super Soul Conversations, which if you haven't watched, they are a delight. Who said he's not running for public office, and Oprah sassed back, well, I'm not either, which didn't go well with her audience. Boos at the Super Soul Conversations. That never happens.
We don't want her if she's a quitter,
right?
What's the
quitters
saying?
Never give up.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. We've been talking a lot about Kevin Hart, who seems to be everywhere, doing everything from movies to yesterday we found out about Lil' Kev, an animated show that he's doing.
Right.
Well, now a new sports interview show called Cold as Balls. Now stay with me.
Okay.
The premise of the show is that Kevin will be interviewing athletes and celebrities while everybody's sitting in a tub of ice-cold water.
Well,
Terry Crews and Lil Ray will be his co-hosts. Guests are set to include LeVar Ball, Blake Griffin, Candace Parker, Draymond Green, Baron Davis, Lindsey Vonn, Hope Solo, DeSean Jackson. I mean, a good lineup.
Wow.
Some serious athletes in there. And Kevin says there's something about ice-cold water that brings out the funniest and most absurd side of these comics and athletes. The show is on Kevin's Laugh Out Loud Network on Wednesdays and Fridays beginning tonight. Again, the show is on Kevin's Laugh Out Loud Network on Wednesdays and Fridays beginning tonight. Did you know he had a Laugh Out Loud Network?
No, I don't even know. Is that just a
I don't know.
Online thing?
I do not know.
Huh.
Bean, what's the Laugh Out Loud Network?
Yeah, I'm still a little tipsy, but the world can kiss my ass.
Okay, sorry. Let us know.
I feel like I've heard the name. I don't know anything about it. Yeah, I imagine it's some sort of, you know, online portal or something like that. That's a weird idea for an interview show.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It doesn't seem like you get the best out of your guests if they're that uncomfortable.
Yeah. And a lot of headlights are on. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Who's with me? Some birthdays for you. Actors Charlie Day, Joe Pesci, Mina Suvari, Michael B. Jordan, and Tom Hiddleston. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
What's going on with Dodgers great Yasiel Puig? We'll find out coming up just after 7 a.m. By the way, when your agent fires you, that's not a vote of confidence. It's not good news for you.
I mean, honestly, I don't know that I've heard of that happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said earlier, Kevin, they're making you money. There's got to be an extraordinary reason to let somebody go.
They probably pay him quite a bit, right, Yasiel Puig?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that agent's making a ton of dough and still said, you're fired.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what's going on with that. Also, a brand new Kevin Bean Internet Roundup and Mike Catherwood's interview with the cast of 1517 to Paris. True American heroes.
Yeah, which is great. He talks to the actual stars of the movie and the actual guys who saved people's lives on the train.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That. That's all coming up. Good stuff. First, though, we got to revisit to something we touched on earlier in the week. Allie, in particular, I'm looking at you here.
Uh-oh.
No one loves Star Wars more than you love Star Wars.
I do love Star Wars.
And even you are wondering how many Star Wars movies the world can support and be excited about, right?
It seems like a lot, because the other day we found out that there was yet another series coming out, not to be confused with the series that Rian Johnson is doing.
Yeah, Rian Johnson's supposed to be doing three completely different movies, a whole trilogy with new characters in the Star Wars universe. Right, that don't have anything to do with stories we've already seen. And then you came out and said, what, the Game of Thrones guys are also doing their own movies.
Their own series as well. And then there's two Skywalker movies. So there's just a lot on the horizon.
I got to tell you, I feel like this, it could go either way. Because, for example, Marvel movies, they almost knock it out of the park with every single one.
Right.
So, I mean, that is possible. And wouldn't that be great?
It would.
Let me ask you this. Force Awakens, phenomenal, right?
Loved it.
Okay. Rogue One, great.
I loved it.
A lot of people loved it.
I loved it.
Allie didn't love it. Allie,
I didn't love it as much as just, most people.
Is it because everyone dies?
A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
Last Jedi, I think some people were kind of disappointed in Last Jedi. Certainly didn't do anywhere near the box office that Force Awakens did, right?
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
The interest in that fell off fast.
I loved it, but it was like three movies and it was way too long.
Yeah.
But I still love, there's something about sitting in a theater and just being in that world that's so fun.
Agree.
Even if it's a movie that's too long.
All right, now, Allie, you mentioned more movies coming in the Skywalker series. Are you talking about the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie that is currently in development with director Stephen Daldry?
I feel like the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie and another movie are kind of being pushed back a little bit.
Oh.
There was talk of like a Boba Fett movie.
Del Toro was interested in doing the Boba Fett movie.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
There's also talk of a Jabba the Hutt movie, which we heard referenced to. But I'm not sure we need
that. No, we need that.
No.
I'm all over that one.
Well, I mean, Beer Mug has been wanting to break into acting. just this week or in the last few days, we saw the Han Solo trailer. That is finally out, right? Has received some mixed reviews. And now, Kevin, you're telling me on top of that, in the same week as the Solo movie, there's another Star Wars trailer.
Another trailer.
No way.
Yes, it's insane. This one is Han Solo.
Oh, damn. You want me to be like a Jedi? Mas puto. I just want to, I just want to roll in my Millennium Falcon. Hit them switches, fool. Down Whittier. Damn, fool, hasn't George Lucas ever heard of a slow jam? This music's whack as f***. Oh, damn, Leia. Oh, gets me so hot when your hairs are like them mira like concha sweetbreads on the side of your head. Oh damn. Oh, I'm feeling blood flow in my dickies, fool. Hey, like you can say all you want about like the force or the dark side, but all I know is go Dodgers, puto. Hey, I know it's all like hairy, but like my homeboy right here, Chuy from La Puente, say what's up. Damn, dog. His pito is fierce. Hey, peep this, fool. I was blazy the other day, and Luke Skywalker was moving stuff with his mind. Psh, damn. Right? Hey, dog. Like, if you need me to come and, like, save the universe or whatever, you want to f*** with that fool Darth Vader, you could catch me at my grandma's house. I'm just going to be kicking back with Chewie, getting blazed, all right? Hey, dog, don't get it twisted, fool. My lightsaber will cut you right in your neck, Vader. Right there up in your neck, fool. I learned how to use it in La Pinta. It's my filero, dog. Why you wear that mask, huh? Because you're ugly. And your son, Luke Skywalker, is a bitch. Hey, like, this one time I was blazing with Yoda, and, like, I was blowing the smoke in his face, and he was talking all funny. Like, pass me the bong, it is. And I was like, damn, my head was like, whatever, fool.
I mean, come on.
I'm in.
Han Solo.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, our interview, Mike's interview, really, with the cast and the real-life heroes that Clint Eastwood made a movie about the people who were on the train and stopped a terrorist attack, a guy with an AK-47, and they took him down. And by the way, that story is even crazier than I remembered it, as I'm starting to see some of the press around this movie.
Yeah.
Like, one of the guys who got all knifed up ended up saving another dude's life on the plane by putting his hand in the dude's neck and holding his neck together so he didn't bleed out until they could get him medical attention.
Yeah, basically just used his fingers as a way to stop bleeding. Crazy.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Crazy story.
These guys. And Mike got a chance to chat with him this week, so we got that interview coming up here on the World Famous K-Rock.
Speaking of crazy stories, a Miami college student is considering legal action against Spirit Airlines after she says an employee wouldn't let her on a flight until she flushed her emotional support hamster down an airport toilet.
She's considering legal action. She should be going to jail is what she should be doing. I'm not even kidding.
There's some whacked out stuff happening with this
chick. Is a bizarre story.
Yeah.
And here's the news report.
A college student is considering legal action against Spirit Airlines for allegedly leading her to drown her emotional support hamster because she couldn't bring it on her flight.
I agree with Bean. It's insane that she's considering suing them.
Yes, yeah. And it's insane that that was ever a choice that she made. And I know you're going to play this story and there's going to be extenuating circumstances of why she felt like she had no other option, but she's wrong.
Not much, though, Bean. I mean, there's not... I mean, she was afraid if she let it go, it would get too cold. That's it.
She could have found somebody else to take that. She could have called somebody. She could have not taken the plane. She could have tried to sneak the hamster on in her purse. There's lots of things you do before you kill an animal.
21-year-old Belen Aldecozea tells the Miami Herald, before arriving at the Baltimore airport for her flight home, she called Spirit to make sure she could bring her pet dwarf hamster, Pebbles, on board. Aldecozea claims she was told it was no problem. But when she arrived for her flight, Spirit purportedly refused to let her board with the rodent. Aldecozea alleges a flight attendant suggested she flush Pebbles.
Now,
by the way, the airline is denying that. And,
absolutely,
of course, there's no audio and there's no video on it. But
I was just
going
to say, do we even believe that? I mean, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine that either in a million years.
No.
And by the way, Kevin, do they mention in the story or can I bring up why she has an emotional support hamster?
Oh, no,
in
you
the
can bring
place?
It up. It's not in the story.
She lives in Philadelphia. Well, she's going to school in Philadelphia. What? And she was going
That's
back.
Enough
to,
said.
She was going back to Florida. Also, enough said. To have surgery, she had a growth on her neck that she did not know how. I guess there was some time period after the growth was discovered before she knew whether it was cancerous or benign. And in that time, she got so anxious that she got herself an emotional support hamster that she said made her feel much better. Well, it did turn out that the growth was benign, by the way, but she still
had this emotional support hamster, and that's why she was taking it back to Florida to have the growth removed from her neck. So she was going back for surgery. Now, that's one of the reasons why she says, I had to get on that plane. I had to do something that day. It's not like I could just go back home. I needed to get this surgery done.
There's more of the story.
Horrified, Alda Kosea says she tried renting a car instead, but she was too young. She also considered setting Pebbles free, but was afraid it would freeze to death.
So she was afraid it would freeze to death if she set it free.
Mm-hmm. Who, put yourself in her shoes for a second. Mm-hmm. If and by the way, Spirit Airlines, they bumped her flight to later in the day, many hours away from her original. It was a 10 a.m. flight, and they said, okay, we're going to give you some time to work out what's going on with Pebbles. We'll put you on the 7 p.m. flight so you can make some arrangements. She says, as you just heard, couldn't rent a car, take too long to rent a bus, didn't know anybody, had no place to take the hamster. Let's brainstorm here. What should she have done? Obviously, what she chose to do was the worst of all possible solutions, but what should she have done?
How hard is it to sneak a hamster onto a plane?
Number one, how hard is that?
Right? I agree, right in her purse.
But in 9 hours, you couldn't find a friend to come and get the hamster in 9 hours.
Well, she lived in Philadelphia, remember, and she's at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport, so she's a couple of hundred miles from people she knows in Philly.
Okay. Yeah.
But I never flush the hamster down the toilet, but I go randomly to people in the airport and say, I need to find a home immediately for this hamster before I do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I try to find anybody who will take the hamster.
And then if nobody can, guess what? You make a change. You call the people at your surgery center and say, this sounds nuts, but I can't make my surgery. And I really doubt her surgery was the next day. Maybe it was. But she had time to figure this all out.
And let's remember, it's a benign tumor, and she knows it at this point. So honestly, does it matter if it's a week delay on her surgery? It doesn't, right?
I there's so much about this woman that just makes me. And by the way, you guys, don't worry. She has another animal. She has another rodent.
Oh,
her lawyer
no.
came out yesterday and was like, but don't be nervous
oh,
for her. She
no.
got another replacement rodent.
Oh,
rest
no.
in peace, Pebbles. Like, no, she
after
should
this,
never
she should
have.
Not be allowed.
No.
Okay, so let's continue.
Instead, she went with the unthinkable. I was scared. It was horrifying trying to put her in the toilet, Alda Kosea told the paper. I was emotional. I was crying. I sat there for a good 10 minutes crying in the stall. The student is now considering filing a lawsuit, but Spirit insists no employee recommended giving Pebbles a water grave. According to Fox News, Spirit has admitted to mistakenly telling her she could bring the support animal on board.
Water grave.
That wasn't needed.
We can move on.
Yeah.
All right.
And has offered her a voucher for a free flight. Alda Kosea's lawyer says this is way different than the case of the emotional support peacock, which was denied entrance to a United Airlines flight, telling the paper, this wasn't a giant peacock that could pose a danger to other passengers. This was a tiny, cute, harmless hamster that could fit in the palm of her hand. According to the U.S. Transportation Safety Administration, hamsters are fine for flights, but ultimately, it's up to the airlines to set the policy.
Okay, I have a couple of thoughts here. One is they got to put this lady down, right?
That needs to happen.
And preferably they do it by finding a big enough toilet to flush her down. Two is I would also like to put down the newscaster who is reading this story for USA Today. I would also like to put him down because he's annoying.
A
lot of people put down. Right?
Oh, man.
And Allie, I think you said it best off the air earlier today. Here's Allie McKay with the airline's new policy going forward on emotional support animals.
And by airline, all airlines. No more emotional support animals at all across the board. You have a service dog, you are fine. No more peacocks,
different.
No more hamsters, no more little chihuahuas sitting in your lap because you usually have them in your purse. F you. And I understand there are some people that really do find comfort
right.
in those animals. If you are unable to fly without that animal, you need to make alternative transportation for yourself. It's gotten insane, and we need to tell people to stop it.
And it's too late for Pebbles, too, by the way.
Well, Pebbles had a water grave.
She did have a water grave.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
All right, Let me play the sweetest sound in the world here.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
I mean, it's not, though, right?
It kind of is,
but
though.
It
first
isn't
of all,
right, though?
Once you're past the Super Bowl, it's time to get excited about baseball, first of all.
No, you
got
second
of
all,
hockey to
got
be
a lot
played.
Of hockey and a lot of soccer.
Pitchers and catchers
Kevin,
report
why, just ruined it, dude.
In 4 days, you guys. 4 days is when spring training begins.
Really?
4 days, yes.
Wow.
So, having said all that, what's going on with Yasiel Puig? This is a very interesting story with very few details. He has been fired by his longtime agents at the Wasserman Agency. Various reports coming out of Los Angeles say that they fired him, but it is unclear exactly what transpired. It is only said that the reason was behavior related. Now, that's curious because baseball sources say that no action by the Dodgers is likely, so it doesn't sound like the type of thing that got him in trouble with the ball club, just with his agency. So is it a business thing somehow? He was talking to somebody he shouldn't have been talking to, or cut a deal without letting them know, or worse?
Or
we don't know.
Hitting on somebody in the office? No, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
It could be anything.
What could be anything.
Yeah.
You don't see these headlines ever.
No.
No, you don't. If you got an athlete who's making the kind of money Yasiel Puig is making, you hang on to him because you get a percentage for doing very little, by the way, and while he continues to play.
And you look the other way almost no matter what.
Exactly. So we've got a pretty good relationship with Yasiel, so we thought we'd bring him on and see if he can tell anything about what's going on. Yasiel Puig, how are you?
Yasiel Puig.
Oh, you sound so sad.
Puig. Good morning, Kevin B. Ali.
Hi, Yasiel. What's going on?
I feel so disappointed because I like my agent so much, and agent called me on the phone and said, Yasiel Puig, I no longer can do business with Yasiel Puig. And Yasiel Puig was... have tear in his eye, and I was very confused.
Okay.
I still have very much confusion about why Yasiel Puig no more have agent.
Okay, we do too. That's strange because the story doesn't really mention anything other than for behavioral issues. So we don't know what that means. What could it mean?
Yasiel Puig have been racking his brain trying to think of a reason why your behavior that he might have done that will make his agent draw him. And I thought maybe... I didn't get him good enough Christmas present. And I said, no.
No, I doubt that.
My Christmas present was pretty good. I said, maybe I show up to meet it sometime. I'm maybe not dressed properly. I wear T-shirt. I wear jeans. But then I think that's not probably, you know, that big a deal, right? Right,
I wouldn't fire you for wardrobe, no.
And I thought maybe I do something in the clubhouse or maybe I do something on the field that make me a bad client for my agent. And I said, no. And then I thought, I banged his wife. Maybe that's what.
I'm sorry, what? What was that last one?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? His wife?
Is big cougar. And she's a nice looking old lady. Yasiel Puig, you know what Yasiel Puig do? Yasiel Puig, he home run and lay pipe. And that's what I do. And I saw her, and she looked at her, and she said, hey, Yasiel Puig, my husband, old man, he no longer holding up his end of the bargain in the bed.
Oh, no.
Yasiel Puig, can you come and take care of me? And so Yasiel Puig do what he have to do. I like to say it's philanthropy with my pito.
Well, I think that might be it. I think you've narrowed it down to figure out what it is.
How was that not your first thought?
I don't know. I was trying to think of every... I didn't know. Maybe I was doing him a favor. His wife was probably a lot happier than he... But unfortunately, he saw a video that his wife was taking of me doing it in the style of a dog.
Oh, no. Video?
You don't film adultery, Yasiel.
My pelvis is very strong.
Right.
Yasiel Puig been activating the glutes. Doing a lot of training to get ready for baseball.
Right.
And I apply that right to that ass.
Okay. All right. We got
it. You know what I'm saying, Ali?
Yes, we do.
Ali's walking very funny after she visits Yasiel Puig.
Wow.
She walking like she go horseback riding because Yasiel Puig delivered the Cuban meat.
I mean, he did.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I'm talking about Cuban
right.
meat.
Okay.
Fresh. Carne.
Okay.
Delicious.
Thank you. We got to go. All right.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
I think we may have made a breakthrough on the Kevin and Bean billboard that we're trying to get up. We were talking about yesterday how there's all these K-Rock billboards, but no Kevin and Bean billboards because apparently we don't exist. And I think we may have an idea on how to move forward. We'll discuss in the next half hour. But did you see one of the listeners who sent us a photo, Kevin, of what he thought was a Kevin and Bean billboard that he saw out in the wild?
I did not. Yeah, in the wild, was it?
In the wild, yeah.
Okay.
It's big letters on the billboard. Syphilis is serious. It's for freestdcheck.org.
That's
so
hurtful.
He thought that was our billboard. That one's not ours. That's not ours.
We haven't put one up yet. But we haven't put one up yet. We're really making some progress on that one billboard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are working on it. And we will discuss coming up after 8. First, though, how about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup? Hit it, Steve.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world. It is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls. We've got funny and sexy, even music, too. We've got all the greatest videos and they're mostly on YouTube. Click your mouse in the air like you don't care. You could watch these videos all up in your underwear. Internet, internet, come on baby, watch some. And now it's time for the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
Do you click your mouse up in the air?
A lot of people do, but who does that?
A lot of great viral videos this week. We have them all in one location at K-Rock.com or KevinandBean.com. This is a big week to be a Tom Hardy fan. Not only is the first trailer out for Venom this week, he as the Spider-Man spinoff, but Ali, your favorite Tom Hardy performance ever showed up in a video this week.
It sure did. And thank you to everybody that tweeted it to me because my love for Tom Hardy runs deep. But he loves his dogs a lot. Mm-hmm. But he chose to put in... I don't even know how you describe it. An athletic cup?
That's how you describe
okay,
it.
Okay, an athletic cup over his face like Bane.
Right.
And quote Bane to his dog. It's magic. It's the greatest thing I've seen in quite some time. Is that weird?
And here it is.
The darkness is all ours. We merely adopted the darkness. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see...
I don't think his dog appreciates this either.
Abandoned it. It was for me blinding.
What is he doing?
I'm very concerned about the cup too.
Yes, I am too. You don't put that on your face.
If it's been used once, I think you keep it away.
Yeah,
I think so.
But the dog does just look at him like, dude, Dad, come on,
seriously,
stop doing what you're doing.
Is Tom Hardy a little drunk? Is that what's happening here?
I think Tom Hardy just likes to have fun.
He's drunk on life.
He is a wonderful man, and I will not have you disparage him in any way. Thank you.
The 2018 Waste Management Phoenix Open Pro Am just happened recently.
First of all, best name for a golf tournament.
I do have to wonder if there was even a meeting where they suggested whether they were going to accept that money or not to call their tournament the Waste Management Phoenix Open Pro-Am. But on the 17th fairway during the game, a streaker shows up and he just stays. He's on the course as long as any golfer's on the course that day. It's remarkable, isn't it, Kevin? Well, how long it takes anybody to try to remove him from the field.
Here's what I love. Two things. One is I love that they take golf so seriously at those things. So this guy's streaking in the middle of the fairway. And B, the security is nowhere near him.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they start running when he's out there, he's got a full... How long is he out there? A minute?
At least a minute before you ever see a yellow jacket show up to try to escort him off the course. And it's so weird because we're so used to seeing these streakers at other sporting events like baseball and football and soccer games, and security is usually on them within 5 seconds.
There's nothing funnier to me. I don't know why. Just see a streaker run on the field, you know that there's going to be some fat security guards going behind him, trying to catch him, and he's juking them left and right. And it's just
flopping everywhere.
It's really just the most beautiful thing in sports.
This is a little bit of the crowd that's just standing around, again, on the 17th green, just watching this naked dude.
There's no security.
Where's the security?
Okay,
that was after he took a fake swing.
With his unit, yeah.
Oh, he's on the beach!
Where's
the... Here comes one guy. Uh-oh.
And you know what else is kind of weird about this? Is that he, I bet, anticipated being taken down rather quickly.
Right, agreed.
So he's out there, and now that he's already done his nonsense and he's waved and he's twirled and he's pretended to golf, he's like, what am I supposed to do now?
Right now, I'm out. I only had a few ideas.
I'm still standing out here, and I'm still naked. At what point are they going to pull me out of here?
But the move that he makes just before the security gets to him is my favorite.
Yeah?
What does he do?
He break dances.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's awesome.
Here we go. They know someone's going to tackle him, but nobody wants to.
Yeah, no one wants to touch the naked guy.
Is he going to go in peace?
Okay, so is he going to go in peace? The guy, the naked guy is now walking toward the security, but he stops just short of the security and drops down in the grass.
No!
And starts spinning.
Or is he going to do some breakdancing?
And the other weird thing about him is... half of the time, he's covering his junk with one hand, which is weird when you've already been out there waving it all around. It's like, why are you suddenly getting modest in the middle of streaking?
Yeah. Oh, I just love that video so much.
He could block it with one hand.
Right?
Kevin, you had to have streaked back in the day, right? You had to have. There's no way you didn't streak. You love streaking.
I mean, it is the funniest thing in the world.
Right?
And I did get a ticket for public indecency at one point in my life.
No, sir.
That's all I'm going to say.
Come on.
And finally, we were all very excited after seeing the Solo movie trailer, the latest in the Star Wars universe, the origin story of Han Solo, to see just very briefly a young Lando Calrissian in the movie, just looking so sharp. Of course, it's played by Donald Glover. And, Allie, you fell very much in love with this video that this guy put together, right?
Yeah, it's a guy named Electro Lemon, at Electro Lemon on Twitter. And he posted, oh, wow, I just caught a glimpse of Donald Glover's Lando rap for the Han Solo movie. Didn't realize we were getting new Childish Gambino music so soon. I hope Disney doesn't take it down. I couldn't click on it faster.
Right.
And it sounds like any song that would be on... Because the internet. It is so funny, and it's some of the same tropes that Childish Gambino uses throughout. It's this guy, but it's so Childish Gambino, it's amazing.
You got a rap sheet longer than Java's small intestine, yo. I'll crush your heart like it's hurricane season. My swag could have say way more than Liam Neeson's. Baby girl, my favorite, because she used to thinking, is he worried about the neighbors because she's screaming out? Bone hard like a skeleton. Only thing she loves more than the mustache is the melanin. Man, the beat's insidious, like Ian episode 1. So I'm bringing in the heat and putting calories in front. Flows more crystal than your lightsaber handle. Now you're dealing with the African-American vandal. Run the mother mobs just ink. So call me Randall. Your girl is like a nerd party.
Hooking up with Lando.
You'll enjoy that and so many other good videos, too, including a guy trying to jump off a roof and then losing his nerve at the last second and just drops like a bag right onto the concrete.
That's painful.
Man, that one is tough. And some great video of the SpaceX Falcon Heavy launches and landings, too. Really a good batch, you guys. Go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Those videos were awesome.
Our own Mike Catherwood interviews the cast of 1517 to Paris. That's a movie you'll see, right, Kevin?
Yep, absolutely.
Imagine, yeah, real-life heroes now playing themselves in a Clint Eastwood film. Fascinating story. That's coming up here on K-Rock. First, though, on a Friday morning, Allie, what's happening?
Yeah, that movie is coming out this weekend. One of really only three big ones, but that's the movie I definitely want to see. But 50 Shades Freed... Anastasia and Christian get married, but Jack Hyde continues to threaten their relationship. I don't know what any of that means.
You didn't see one or two?
No.
This seems to be critic proof, but the critics seem to hate this one more than even the other two.
Yeah, I feel like the first one just did gangbusters. Ladies were like, yeah, finally a movie for me. And then the second one was like, yeah, but not as much.
Right.
So not sure. Is this the last one of the movie?
I hope so.
Or is there one more?
Who knows?
I think this is it.
All right. So we've got 50 Shades Freed, The 1517 to Paris, and Peter Rabbit. Which looks so dang cute.
It does look adorable.
It is, if you guys know the Beatrix Potter classic tale, it's a rebellious little rabbit. Tries to sneak into a farmer's vegetable garden. He feels it belongs to him. The farmer's like, no, rabbit. And then they have this big feud and the whole town. I'm telling you, everyone gets involved. But Harry Potter? What?
What?
Nope. Beatrix Potter. Her little rabbit,
what's happening?
Peter, is played by James Corden.
Boo!
You were booing me. Yeah. Totally. I get it. But James Corden is the voice of the little rabbit.
Are you still talking about that?
It's really cute. Just telling you the three movies that are out. All right, Kevin. You ready for this?
Yes.
Dave gave me Google's weekly top search trends.
Okay.
And him and I made a wager on how many you'd get right. And I need you to be honest now. I don't want you joking around giving me joke answers.
Joke answers are what cracked me up.
That's cute. Okay. But money is riding on this.
Okay.
I said Bean would get 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Oh, there's no way. Of all the searches that people make on the internet.
No. I'm going to tell you what they are. You tell me what they entail.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Oh, what they're about?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Yes. I said Bean would get 5 out of 5.
Right.
I said you, Kevin, you would get 4 out of 5.
That's a stupid bet on your part.
That's how much I believe in you
him.
And how much you've been paying attention. First off,
I watch the news because I'm a kid.
And you bet I know 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Okay.
I'll tell you Dave's wager after we go through a few of
one.
These. Why would the Winter Olympic Games be trending?
Is this a trick question?
No.
Yeah, because
that's why I'm saying.
Why would it be?
Yeah.
People want to know where it is and when it's on?
Yeah, because they're starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bean, obviously you knew that.
Wait, you're giving Bean credit for stuff that...
Trust me.
Okay.
Number 2, Falcon Heavy.
That was the rocket by Elon Musk.
Right?
And also DJ... What is it? Falcon Heavy.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's Dave's DJ name.
Dave said you'd never get it, and I said, you know what? We called you Falcon Heavy, yep. Dave, so he will remember that. Okay.
However, Dave is correct that the morning after that happened, and it was an amazing event that captivated the world, Kevin mm-hmm. came in and had no clue
no
whatsoever.
Clue.
That is very
no.
That the rocket had gone up.
100%
so
true.
Had we not discussed it,
had
probably.
We not talked about it on the air, he would never have heard about it.
Okay.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
The third top search trend
okay.
on Google for the week. The Dow.
It had its biggest drop in one day drop in history.
Boom!
Oh my
Boom!
God.
Suck it!
Oh my God.
Right?
Yay!
This one, he said, no way. Why would the Gerber baby be trending?
Because they picked a new baby that has Down syndrome, I
Indeed.
Believe.
Indeed. Little
it's
baby Lucas.
It's the cutest
Lucas.
Little baby ever.
You're
Kevin,
doing
that's
so
something else
good.
You also learned on the Kevin and Bean show that you had no clue.
I mean, right. That's very true as well.
I told Dave, I said, I did a story on it. Bean tweeted about it. We talked about it. Kevin will get it. He's like, no way.
My knowledge of that story was mm-hmm. going through my timeline thinking, that's a cute baby, and just moving right on.
How funny.
I'm concerned that Kevin, like many people, only gets his news from this show. And we are not a reliable enough source
Look,
for news.
This and World Star Hip Hop. I mean, seriously.
I'm 4 out of 5.
You are 4 out of 5. And now I'm going to say you're going to get a perfect sweep.
Oh, now you're ruining it.
Why is Valentine's Day trending?
Because it's coming up Wednesday or Tuesday.
It's Wednesday,
yeah,
Kevin.
Of course. What's...
Kevin, you got 4 out of 5.
I thought I got 5 out of 5.
I'm sorry, you got 5 out of 5. I'm so sorry. I said you'd get 4 out of 5. Dave?
Yeah?
2 out of 5. And he was being generous.
Is that what he said?
What
he's being generous?
Dick.
I mean, he's worked with me a long time, so he probably knows me well, but I'm smart, you guys.
Dave said there was no way you would get the Dow, Falcon nope. Heavy, or Gerber. I thought you might miss the Dow. That was the only one I was questionable
And with. How many did I miss?
Not a one.
Suck it!
You swept 5 for 5.
What is happening here?
Thank you.
That was
Thank
very
you.
Impressive, and we might need to do that on another day.
No!
That was... No!
What... possible good can come from that. I can only go down. I got a perfect score, 5 out of 5. I can't go up.
I felt pretty good.
You got on a roll. Just keep going.
Shut up, Chip.
You did real good.
I did, didn't I?
Some new releases, you guys. Dashboard Confessional, Crooked Shadows, Franz Ferdinand, Always Ascending, MGMT, Little Dark Age. We heard that song yesterday from Mike Catherwood bringing
right.
it in for our Spotify mix.
All three of those so far, good.
Amazing. And Dave's favorite, The Wombats. Beautiful people will ruin your life. Which, I mean, you guys know.
Right.
It's hiring
sure.
me.
Sure. Tell me.
Right?
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
Okay. some birthdays for you. A lot of people. I remember Tom Hiddleston was one. And a few others.
What just right happened in my brain?
In my hands. Seriously, what's going on? Charlie Day, Joe Pesci, Mina Suvari, and Michael B. Jordan. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
Quick reminder, you can still go to krock.com and sign up to win the 2018 K-Rock All Access Pass that gets you into the Weenie Roast with VIP access, Almost Acoustic Christmas, and an HD radio sound space performance of your choice. We've never given away anything like this before, and we want you to have it. Just go to krock.com/worldfamous.
Psycho Mike, howdy. Got to interview the cast of 1517 to Paris.
It was really, really a bit intimidating, but quite an honor. I mean, that's the word hero gets thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily justified, but these guys were legitimate heroes.
And tell us who they are.
The first gentleman is Anthony Sadler. Now, he's just a dude.
He's just a dude.
Just a student who happened to be at the, whether depending on how you look at it, right place at the right time or wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Oregon National Guardsman Alex Scarlatos and U.S. Air Force Airman First Class Spencer Stone. And they're very, very impressive. It was an honor to talk to these guys.
And they made a movie about it, and this is Mike with the three of them.
The word hero gets thrown around a lot, and it's usually not justified. You guys are legitimate heroes, and there's something about that that it kind of is unsettling. Is it embarrassing for you guys to hear that?
I wouldn't say it's embarrassing because we realize it's a huge honor to be called a hero, but we don't really view ourselves as that just because we were just doing what we had to do to survive.
Right.
And, I mean, we're still just regular guys. I mean, we've had the great fortune of surviving that day and being in our own movie and doing all sorts of crazy things, but we're still just regular people.
Take us back to that moment on that train where this all went down.
Basically, we were on just backpacking through Europe on the train. Me and Spencer were asleep at the time, and there was a gunshot and breaking glass, and Alec was awake, and there's a gunshot and breaking glass behind us. And an train employee sprinted down the aisle in between us, and that commotion kind of woke me and Spencer up, like, why is somebody sprinting like that on the train? And Alec heard the gunshot and was trying to register what it was he heard. So basically, after he sprinted away, we turned around to see what he was sprinting away from, and all three of us turned around to see shirtless man picking up AK-47 off the ground. He charges the weapon, so we're thinking he's about to start firing. And then 2 seconds later, Alec yells, go. Spencer goes, like, immediately tackles him, then Alec goes, then I go, and then basically, this long story short, save the details, but it's like a life or death kind of fight. He pulls out a pistol, drop the ammunition, he pulls out a box cutter, cuts Spencer in the fight, and then eventually Spencer's able to choke him out. And then we noticed that Mark McGallion had been shot. That was the gunshot we previously heard. And then so Alec goes to clear the train, I go run to try and find a first aid kit, and Spencer crawls over, and he literally plugs his fingers in to stop him from bleeding and saves his life.
At that moment when you said go and you two get up to charge him, was there in that instant that feeling of I'm going to die?
Absolutely. I think we all had that feeling. I think that's probably part of the reason we did get up, and Spencer can answer this for himself, but that's what it felt like for me, just because we already felt like we were going to die. So we weren't really losing anything by dying on our feet.
In reality, we didn't have any options. You know, you're on a train going 200 miles an hour. It's got an automatic AK. And when you look at him, all the odds are stacked in his favor. You know, why, you know, there's pretty much no reason why he wouldn't have been able to kill us that day. But for whatever reason, he wasn't able to. So when I got up, it was for sure like, oh, okay, I'm just going to get up and go die trying, at least, you know, do that.
Sure.
I didn't think I was actually going to make it to him, you know. I thought it was all over, but here we are. So,
and as a civilian, Anthony, you must have been so confused, first off, and then was there any reluctance to jump in and harm someone like that? Because I'm sure you had to save lives. You had to really beat on this guy, but to say that's such a strange situation to be presented with.
Confused is a good word, because I was asleep, so the first thing I wake up to is shirtless man with AK, and I'm like, whoa, like, what's going on here? And then 2 seconds later Spencer gets up, so I'm like trying to register that in my head, like, okay, what's he doing? And then he makes it, and then I'm like, didn't think he was gonna make it. And then he tackles him, and then fight kind of starts, then Alec goes, and then my brain shut down at that point, and I was like, okay, 1, 2, 3, all in. So it wasn't really, I was hesitant at first, for sure, 100%, confused, because I was like, still trying to process what I was looking at. And then once Spencer went, I was like, oh, and then Alec went, and I was like, okay, now I have to at this point. So basically I just shut down all thought after that.
And at any point during the time, especially after he pulls out the box cutter and starts stabbing you and cutting you, did you guys think that you were going to have to kill him?
That was the feeling for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out to try and kill him. If it wasn't before he, after he cut me, I sure, for sure was, you know, and actually Alec took the pistol and we were all holding him down. He tried to shoot him in the head twice. And then nearing the end of it, when I was choking him out, I was going to kill him as well. But I saw Mark bleeding out, so I let him go. But, I mean, that's exactly what it was. Literally, kill or be killed,
right,
in that moment, for sure.
And also, to save a life, it was, you had to react on impulse, right, to cover up that bullet wound.
Yeah, I mean, once again, yeah, I was a medic in the Air Force. But I had never seen anything like that. You know, like I'd been working in a pediatric clinic, and in Portugal I'd been working in ambulance services at the time, but there's still nothing going on out there.
How long after the incident was the train able to make its next stop?
Well, yeah, the whole fight took about 2 minutes, and then somebody pulled the emergency brake on the train, so it actually stopped for a few minutes, and then finally they picked back up and took us to the nearest station as quickly as possible until they realized that Mark was shot. But all in all, we were just stuck on the train for about 25 minutes, kind of just dealing with it on our own.
And in 25 minutes, did you have a chance to talk to the perpetrator? I mean, I
said some things, but they're not for this.
Yeah, live air. I totally understand.
He only started to come to, like, right as we were pulling into the station. So, I mean, Spencer held the choke for a while. Like, I was out for just about the whole time.
Strong. Impressive.
Respect.
Is it true you guys almost missed the train?
Well, we almost just didn't go. Like, we had been considering just staying because we were like, why did
you
why
in Amsterdam?
We're in Amsterdam. We were having a ton of fun. Yeah. And we're like, why did we choose to stay here Monday through Friday? There, like, we wanted to stay over the weekend. Yeah.
There was a museum.
And there was sure. Exactly.
There was a museum called the Red Light District that I really wanted to get to.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, handsome young men like yourselves, they really want to stay around in Amsterdam, and I'm sure it's all about the museums and Anne Frank.
Well, you know, culture. I was getting, money was running tight at that point. I was getting broke. I had like $500 left, and I was like, maybe we should go.
My final question for you guys, none of you married, right? Can you be, you know, as open as you possibly can be? The Poontang situation must be off the charts, because not only are you heroes, your movie stars.
I'm the only single one, so.
I mean, you're a hero and a movie star. That's just, no, there's no so-so, sir. Come on.
You know, in this day and age, I keep my distance.
It's a wise man. It's a wise man. Honestly, guys, it's such a pleasure to be able to say that I met you and for you guys to take the time to talk to me. Thank you so much.
That's an incredible story.
Wow. It really is.
You believe that?
Yeah. Mike, if you're, I mean, sure you thought about this while you were talking to these guys. I mean, they're just going about their business on vacation, not ever expecting to be put in a position like this. How do you react if you see the shirtless guy with the AK-47?
Well, the talking that we did that wasn't recorded, which I got a little bit more of an extensive explanation of the Poontang situation. but they were both saying, the military men were saying that you have no idea how you react in situations like that. And whether or not you're going to be a hero really is kind of a coin toss when that type of extreme situation is proposed to you. And he's like, everyone is making us out to be heroes. He said, you'd be surprised how many people out there would react the same way if presented such an extraordinary situation. So that, wow, that human beings inherently actually are good and would do stuff like
that. The guy
that,
charging the shirtless guy with the AK-47, though, knowing that he was most likely going to get shot in the head before he got to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
No, I mean, really think about that. A man having, an automatic AK and has a distance to prepare for the shot, to not run for cover. It's really just hard to wrap your head around that.
It is.
Level
for
of heroism.
To say that I thought we were going to die anyway, so why not die standing up?
You're playing with house money.
That's unbelievable.
And the strangest aspect of the story that I found was that they definitely wanted to, after he had
established that this man was in it to hurt other people. They were going to kill him, but he couldn't shoot the guy in the face because his friend was choking him out and holding him close to his own head.
Oh,
I mean, how
God.
Intense wow. is that? That you're on this train that's coming to a screeching stop, and this your buddy's holding this guy's face close to his own face,
yeah.
and you're there with the pistol going, is it time to take the shot or not?
Oh, man.
I fainted once doing a radio show. So that's, I mean, that's me at work.
USA! USA! USA!
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock. Radio.com.
.com 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Was my mic not on there, too?
At 23 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
What is happening with you today, Kevin?
I mean, I'm on fire.
Did you forget how to run a control board?
Here's what happened is the I was just supposed to give away the Ducks
tickets. And that
tickets.
Wasn't, yeah, not what happened
not
just
right,
now,
not right
but
now.
Previously.
About 3.5 minutes ago,
while
311 was playing, I was supposed to give away the Ducks tickets. And
right.
I started talking, but I looked down and my mic wasn't on.
Okay.
Or up.
Uh-huh.
So I need to turn it on and then pot it up.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
so I was talking and then realized it. And so the first thing you heard was Chip laughing.
I mean.
But then the song ended. You were ready for it, right?
And then what happened now?
Well, it was fine.
Chip said 30. You didn't get up. 20 didn't get up. Then she said 8. I've never heard her give you an 8-second cue.
Well, you're still sitting down.
I know.
There's no panic, you guys.
And he's like, you're not going to help? I'm like, no.
I mean,
look,
Kevin.
That's not what we're talking about right here.
Okay.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Oh.
Speaking of what we're talking about right here, Kevin accused me of being childish by bringing this up the first time around. And I'm going to be honest, that maybe he's right. I got my feelings hurt a little bit because we've been doing this goddamn show for half of our lives, okay? We've been sweating it out for you people. And then K-Rock finally, after like 15 years, decides they're, you know, got a new company. We got sold. We got new owners or new robot overlords, Entercom Corporation. Apparently, they got a little bit of money. So we are told, great news, you guys. We're going to start advertising the radio station because most people don't, A, can't get K-Rock, and B, don't know about K-Rock. So it'd be nice to get the word out there a little bit.
I know that sounds stupid to those of you that listen a lot, and thank you very much for that. But for the most part, no one
for the
knows
most part,
this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you just stumble. If you're lucky enough to stumble upon the station, good for you. But if you're not, there's no way to ever hear about it because there's never been any advertising. So they're putting up billboards, and I was happy to see that. It's great news to have K-Rock out there being on billboards and whatnot. But none of the billboards even mention the Kevin and Bean Show. And I understand what they're going for because obviously Imagine Dragons is a way bigger draw for people to listen, and Foo Fighters and Linkin Park and, you know, all the other bands and stuff, Jack White, all the other bands and stuff that they put up on those billboards. I get why that's what they're selling. But I don't know, if you're putting up 200 billboards, you can't give one to your morning show of 30 years? Just one little Kevin and Bean billboard? That's all I'm suggesting. So we started talking about, is there any way, like, what's involved in putting a billboard up?
Right, we can't do a campaign.
Right, obviously.
We can't put up 200, but clearly we could come up with something for one, right?
For one billboard.
And maybe there's a billboard. You see billboards all the time that seem to be advertising something that was 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly no one has put anything on that since then.
Yeah.
So there's got to be available billboards that we could, you know, appropriate.
So we started, and by appropriate, we send a beer mug out with a ladder in the middle of the night.
Yes,
right.
That's what I mean.
So we started talking about this yesterday, and we thought, okay, even if we could find a billboard and we can somehow figure out a way to get artwork up on it, what do we put on it? And Allie, we had a listener call yesterday that had the perfect solution. Am I right?
Yeah. I don't have the text in front of me, but essentially this man, all it said on the board was, what about that one janky artist that does the drawings? And I was like, I believe he's talking about my friend Allie Siegel. I believe he is.
I think you're right. And Allison Siegel joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, Allie, how are you?
I'm so well. How are you guys?
Right. I mean, you've been called janky. How does that make you feel? That's a point of pride, I would think, right?
I mean, that's probably the most polite thing that's ever been said about me, to be honest.
Now, I'm not positive how you started putting braces on people, but that seems to be your thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I started, the first painting I did was of Miranda from Sex and the City with braces, and then I put that on my Instagram, and it kind of, like, took off from there. Obviously, I'm a very famous and prolific artist
sure.
now, so.
But you do sell these now. You do sell these now, though, right?
Oh, my God, yeah, 100%. I sell them. I do art and fashion, and it's a thing.
Have you been, and I know we're getting off topic here, but we're so fascinated with your celebrities with braces. Have you been dealing with requests from your fans? Like, they write in and go, I want Ryan Reynolds with braces, and you just draw that for them?
Yeah, how did Ryan Reynolds come so quickly to you? Do you want Ryan Reynolds?
Of course he does. I do often think about him.
Everyone does.
Yes. That's a good point, Allie.
I get requests all the time. Actually, for Valentine's Day, a lot of people wanted pictures of, like, themselves and their partners with braces.
Oh, very interesting. Okay.
She has really carved out quite the career for herself.
Right. And the picture
of a void in the market.
Now the picture of us, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, how would we describe your drawing? A really good 5-year-old. It's not like an accomplished adult, but
I think Janky has already been spoken.
I know,
Kevin.
Yeah. I'm just trying to describe. Bean put up a picture, and I think the Kevin and Bean account did as well. That you drew.
It's outsider art. That's what it is.
It's outsider art.
It's like very Mike Judgian.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. All right.
That's a better way to say it.
Definitely janky. The listener suggested it yesterday. And
yes. And by the way, that was Dan from Pico Rivera. Okay. I was going to say,
I want to send him a fruit basket with, like, extra honeydew or something. The honeydew's for the janky. The fruit basket's for suggesting me.
And when he said it, it was like, it was so obvious that he was right. Because we hadn't been thinking about artwork yet. We were just starting to get the idea about putting a billboard up. And as soon as he said it, we thought, oh, my God, it's the greatest picture that has ever been done of Kevin and Bean. And we wanted to get you on the phone to find out, because we don't know how this works or what the situation is with you and licensing and everything. But we wanted to find out if you would at all be amenable to us using your artwork if we can get a billboard up and putting it up somewhere.
100%. I would love to do this.
All right.
For you guys.
Okay. This is the greatest
ever. I love it. So if you're in and we can use that, maybe you can do a couple of extra drawings with some words on it and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. What are you guys thinking? What slogans are you thinking?
I mean, the first one that comes to my mind is still alive? ? That's the first thing I thought.
Really? No, these two?
Yeah, right? Still? Maybe just still.
Still? No, still. Question mark.
Oh, I love it.
That's actually great.
In Allie's handwriting, still? Question mark?
Amazing. The only thing I might suggest, because when Allie did this, she did Kevin and Bean. However, they were flipped, so Bean was the first picture,
right,
which made it double janky and amazing. But maybe for the billboard, we do flip you guys.
Is that too much work, Allie?
Oh my God!
Right?
It might be, but I'll try to figure it out.
I mean, her price is going up, right?
I feel like we can. I feel like there must be whoever takes your image and blows it up for the billboard. I feel like there must be a way to just swap the images without you having to do anything. We just want to make sure we don't want to screw with your artistic intentions by putting my name next to my face.
Will you be upset if they actually make the picture correct?
No, it'll be fine. Okay. It will be okay.
I mean, honestly, I'll live. I'd leave it just like it is.
No, I would.
Kevin, you don't ever want to be known as Bean.
Honestly,
ever.
I would. I would let it be just Bean and Kevin.
Well, we got to find some money for Allie, too, obviously, because she's a very talented artist, as we've established. And if we're going to use her artwork, you deserve to get paid.
We'll buy you lunch at Taco Bell.
All the listeners should just Venmo me $1.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Boom. You got $18. That's fantastic. All right. You can see Allie's. Well, why don't you tell us, Allie, where's the best place if people want to see your artwork?
You can find me on Instagram at AllieBaby90 or Celebs with Braces Art.
We'll also link all of that to all of our sites as well.
We will, and we'll keep you posted. We're very excited about moving forward. If we can find a way to get a billboard up, we definitely want to use your artwork. And thank you for not shutting it down right now, Allie. We appreciate it.
Oh my God, of course. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
K Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Speaking of good music, every Friday about this time, we do a little feature that we like to call Keep It 100. Give me that intro.
Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I wish we gave the listeners this whole hour, by the way. So many great suggestions today, going all the way back to Kevin, your favorite, Digging Your Scene by the Blow Monkeys. We could have been playing that right
Blow
now.
Blow Monkeys, that was a good song.
Blow Monkeys. Prisoner of Society by Living Color would have been an outstanding choice. That was number 99, so close. Number 101, by the way. How about this, Allie? Does this take you back to the 80s? Desire by Gene Loves Jezebel.
Yes. Oh, strong. So
Rudy
good.
Requested that one. But unfortunately, it was 101, so try again next time. But texter number 100, I think we have on the phone, and I think she is Sandra, I want to say, from Gardena. Hey, Sandra, what's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
We hear you're at work. Do we need to speak quietly?
Okay, hello?
Are you at work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think she needs to speak quietly, Bean, but I think we're okay to speak.
We're okay on our end. We can make as much noise as we want.
I think so, yes.
What's going on? What are you looking forward to for your weekend?
I want to hear Bandages by Hot Hot Heat.
Okay, that was unresponsive, but we'll be happy to play it for you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for texting us.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Thank you.
Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
Take a guess.
That sounded good.
We played that song. We played it a lot back in the day. That was our Keep It 100 request for the lovely Sandra from Gardena, who had no time for our nonsense. Did not at all want to talk to Kevin Bean on her
day. I think she was at work and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I think she was busy.
You have a much healthier self-esteem than I do. what year do you think that song was a huge hit for K-Rock? Hot, Hot Heat, Bandages.
Early 2000s.
Okay.
Right?
I would think 1998.
Really?
2003.
Oh.
2003. You're right on, Allie. That is the band out of Vancouver, British Columbia. They are called Hot Hot Heat.
I mean, is she right on if she says early 2000s?
She was pretty close. She's closer than the guy who said the 90s, I'll tell you that. Sandra from Argentina, thanks so much for listening. We'll do it again next Friday here on Keep It 100.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. Radio.com.
Come on, we know how that one ends.
What?
I say we know how that one ends. Come on.
You in a rush?
Just out. It's Friday. Come on, let's move it along. Move it along. Keep it moving.
This is 106.7 K-Rock. It's K-Rock. The Kevin Bean Show, 935.
I'm surprised Kevin is still paying attention to the show being National Pizza Day and all.
I mean,
it is
National Pizza Day.
He's been very busy the last few minutes. I don't mind telling
you. BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse dropped off pizza and Pizookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's been quite tasty.
You know what they also brought in?
What?
A cheeseless pizza for me.
They did.
And they said it was gluten-free, and I was like, F you. And then I took a bite, and I was like, thank you, BJ's. It's delightful. I love them.
I think we also heard from Delicious Pizza on West Adams Boulevard in Valley, too, with some pizzas
as
well.
Yes, that's one of our local spots, and Christine is obsessed with them, and rightfully so.
We are well represented for pizza here at K-Rock today for National Pizza Day. All right, it is our final look at what's happening with Allie for the week here on the Kevin and Bean Show, 936.
Well, I know what's happening tonight. It's K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. Ooh, yeah.
That's a good old time.
That is a good old time. It's Kevin.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Okay, that's true. That is true. It's Kevin Beer Mug, Dave the King of Mexico, Lightning. Omar's going to be out there spinning some tunes. But right now, I want to give one winner a spot to play poker at Kevin's table.
No, you don't want that. Excuse me.
Yeah, you have to be pretty good to play with Kevin. But
right.
Here's the thing. You're going to get a rack of chips worth $200. So right there, you're already coming in a winner, right?
Yeah, you're playing with the house money. Sure.
Absolutely. So
I'll gladly take that as well.
I don't think that's for you.
Oh,
that
it is for me.
Oh,
they're at my table, Allie. That means it's for me.
This got aggressive. If you would like to sit with Kevin at Kevin's table for again, K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino tonight.
My boobs are great.
He'll tell you all about them. I think he kind of favors the left one, but don't we all? Winner must be 21 plus. What did I say? Caller 20?
I didn't hear. I wasn't listening.
Caller 20, 1-800-520-1067. Or you can go to thebike.com and enter right now for your spot.
It's good times. Tonight at 9.
Friday 10 noon?
It is not 10 noon. It is tonight.
Tonight at 9 p.m.
It is tonight. So everybody's watching the Olympics, right? And by everybody, Kevin.
I really am.
Well, you might have missed this then if you were too busy with your curling. I don't know if you knew this. This is the first Winter Olympics where single figure skaters, so not the pairs, can perform music with lyrics. Before, it just was instrumentals. And it obviously is allowing for some wonderful creative freedom. Some might say too much creative freedom. I'm looking at you, Germany's Paul Fence. He chose to treat the audience and the world, really, to Paul Anka's swing jazz cover of probably one of Oasis's biggest hits. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Baby, you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all.
So he could choose from any song in the world, Allie?
Yep.
And they threw him out of the Olympics just for that, right?
Well, he did fall twice during his performance.
Yeah, deserved it.
Right? But here's my question. That's not the first time he's performed to that, right? Obviously practices.
I would assume, yeah.
Ton of them. Sure. There's video of last month at the European Championships. This man has been listening to this song over and over and over again. And then he's like, yep, sticking with it, and I'm going to inflict it upon the world.
Correct, yes.
And he did it.
I happen to have been watching some ice skating last night as well.
I can't. <laughs> And
one of them used Ed Sheeran's Make It Rain.
Oh.
Which is a great song. That was featured in the second to last episode of Sons of Anarchy. And that made me want to go back and watch the whole Sons of Anarchy series.
What was that?
So I stopped watching the skating and I put on Sons of Anarchy. I'm not sure that's what they wanted, but that's what they got.
It's quite the journey you just took us on. Okay,
yeah. Where's the nobody asked you, Kevin?
Right? Come on. Nothing?
Back to you.
Nothing, Bean?
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
All right. Okay. By the way, not sure if you know this. There's been a norovirus outbreak. It's now sickened 42 more people at the Olympic Games. That's, you know, on top of the 86 that were confirmed Wednesday. That, if you're keeping track, a total of 128 confirmed cases. Norovirus.
They're in pretty tight quarters in that Olympic Village.
Well, it's highly contagious. You've got diarrhea, stomach pain, vomiting, nausea. It hasn't affected the Olympians yet. But once it gets to that Olympic Village,
right?
They're doing it in that village. Everyone's doing it. There's going to be so much poop. That's all I'm saying. Like, that's disgusting.
Is that the high point of this story?
Yeah, I just wanted to say norovirus outbreak. Let's hope it doesn't get. According to the director of the Korean CDC, no athletes have been affected.
But
so
that's
far,
exactly what
1,200
you'd think they'd
people
say.
Have been quarantined so far. I mean, that's disgusting. And we mentioned it earlier. Adam Levine and Blake Shelton strongly considering saying goodbye to The Voice, planning on leaving. But the big wigs at NBC, they're getting nervous. So word is that they have offered both those guys a real sweet multi-million-dollar deal, along with a $5 million bonus to stick around until 2020.
Wow.
That is, that's a lot of money. And I don't know, I feel like that show is on a lot, so maybe there's like two seasons in 1 year.
Maybe, but don't you get the idea that one season is...
They bust through those in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
but I also think they swap out the judges? Isn't that the show where they have a different set of judges?
So.
Like Alicia Keys does half of them and Pink does the other half and that sort of thing?
Yeah, but I think that Blake and Adam are the constants.
Oh, they're always on.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's quite a commitment for them, I guess.
I guess.
It's quite a lot of money.
I'd like to be committed like that.
Right.
Talk to me, NBC. Or don't. I mean, it's your call. Hey, guys. Guess who's here? Kat Corbett, everybody.
Hi.
On Fridays, we like to check in with Kat because she has her finger on the pulse of what is happening in LA. Things we may not know about. So that's why we like to see you.
Well, this pulse is... Oh, my God. I really just had a visceral attack. I'm in high school right now wearing Doc Martens and getting yelled at. Oh, my God. Why did you do that to me?
What's going on in your little world this weekend, Kat?
Bastards. So, you guys... You need to set your calendar alerts for the 19th. Allie, you love this because this is our favorite channel, the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, what's happening?
And I'm so glad they're doing that. The 2018 American Rescue Dog Show. So you know how they have Best in Show? It's all the fancy breed dogs, and they're getting measured and checking all their equipment to find the best, you know, the best seed that they can sell later on.
Right.
This is a dog show featuring rescue dogs, and the categories are like best wiggle butt, best couch potato, best in snoring. You know,
cute.
Yeah. So they're all going to be judged on these.
Now you said the 19th.
Yes.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, is next Friday.
Is it next Friday?
Today's the 9th, so...
No. I'm just trying to have you set your stuff.
You want me to set my DVR for this show?
This is like the Olympics for me, okay?
I mean, the one thing you pay attention to?
I mean, really? I'm trying to get ahead.
All right, go ahead, sit. Sorry.
You can watch it. I mean, there's like senior dogs and special needs dogs. Aww, so
love it.
I love this. It's really encouraging, like adoption, which everybody should. So the 19th, Hallmark Channel at 8 p.m., that's when that's happening.
Love it.
All right, let's move on to our favorite thing, the Museum of Failure. Mm. I think we probably all have stuff in that museum.
I do love it, most likely.
Yeah, we certainly should be the official radio show of it, I'll tell you that.
They've extended the run of this latest one, by the way. The museum is it's right near the Peterson Automotive Museum on Wilshire. And so right now the run is about failed gadgets. So I kind of stopped at the Colgate... You know, known for toothpaste, the Colgate frozen beef lasagna. I stopped at that.
That was a thing.
Oh, no.
How did they think that was a good idea?
I don't know. I did see then this, it was like, I guess, a facial massage face mask, but the face mask looked like something from Eyes Wide Shut, and there was a motor attached to it.
No.
Okay. So.
The Museum of Failure sounds fantastic.
It's incredible how many bad things are in this. I mean, famously, like the Edsel automobile is in there, but some things that you've heard of, like, and this one is personally offensive to me, the Segway is in the Museum of Failure.
What?
Huh. The Segway. Now,
how is that possible?
It certainly didn't change the world the way its inventors thought
Excuse
it would.
Excuse me, Paul Blart.
Right? Paul Blart, thank you, Kevin.
You are correct, Kevin.
But do you guys consider that a failure?
No.
Of an invention?
No.
It was remarkable technology.
Female Doritos, yes.
Yes, female Doritos should be in the Museum of Failure, exactly.
Correct.
But I mean, if you ever sightsee, you go to New York or something like that, you'll always see people on the Segway tour going around town and stuff. I mean, I feel like they're still being used.
I feel like the promise of that, though, was that pretty much everybody was going to have one.
Yeah. Yes.
We were told at the time that no one would drive anymore and all city streets would be converted into Segway lanes, exactly.
So
it didn't,
that was
it didn't
its
take
mistake.
Off. Yeah.
Didn't the inventor of the Segway drive one off a cliff and die? I did not imagine that.
I mean, I hope so.
Maybe that's the failure.
I am pretty sure
that happened.
No.
Yes. I hope that's just an
Google
urban
it.
Legend.
No, I hope it's true.
Google it.
That would be the best.
Allie's like hot fingers are on the keys right now. Segway. All right, let's move along to the emojis because finally, all of you ginges, you're getting an emoji this year. Actually, more than one. I think a lot of the emojis that are coming out this year have to do with hair or no hair because the first bald emoji is also coming out this
bald.
Year.
Oh. Okay.
Listen up, mugs.
You're rotten.
They don't have the head with the French fry emoji yet.
No,
but
right.
Yeah, so gingers rejoice. I saw Shirley Manson from Garbage was like, finally, you know, my emoji.
I love it.
All right, Allie, you want to tell her or you want me to?
I'll tell you. It's not the guy that created the Segway. But a British businessman who bought the company less than a year ago died after riding one of them off a cliff. Sure, pretty close, right?
That's a failure.
Insanity.
That's a failure right there.
That is huge.
He was one of the 400 richest people in Britain, by the way. Came from humble beginnings and ended up dying by riding a Segway off a cliff.
Yeah.
No matter how much money you have, you still make dumb decisions.
Clearly. Yeah.
Or maybe he just thought it doesn't get any better than this.
right? Yeah, maybe he's like, Thelma and Louise, I have no choice. I'm out.
Peace out, world.
I am sure. Well, thank you, Kat, for stopping in. Some birthdays for you today. Actor Tom Hiddleston, Michael B. Jordan, Charlie Day, Joe Pesci, and Mina Suvari. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial free for all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. That starts at 5 p.m. on the world famous K-Rock. We will see you tonight at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino.
Yeah?
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, California has so disappointed us today.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Pass it on down.
Anyway, I gotta say goodnight. I gotta get some sleep. I was up all night last night making long distance calls and trying to help someone out.
I assure you, whoever is responsible for this will be flogged within an inch of their life and then left in the street to die like a pig.
Thank you for coming. Please leave quietly with a nice gentleman.
I just want to say thank you and everybody that's listening. I love you all. God bless America.
God bless America.
That needle was the size of my wiener.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
We will see you tonight at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino.
Yeah?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.